learn. You should speak. What is the main purpose of this song?
We are telling our mind to worship the feet of Sri Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj.
More louder.
We are preaching to our mind and telling the mind to worship the feet of the son, which makes one fearless.
Why? But it has been told in this song. First we should know the meaning, and realizing the meaning, then we should sing it with the whole heart. World is like Kamal Dalal Dalal. No certainty. Oh. Cold day and winter day, rainy day, all will come and go. They are not perpetual. Our life is like so. So giving up everything, take shelter of Krishna and Gurudev, and do Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Then you will realize Krishna. And if Kirtan, this will not do. So first realize its meaning. And try to follow it. Bhaja hure. Bhaja hure.
Bhaja hure mano sinandanandana.
Abhaya charanar. Like, your bhajan should be interrupted.
Uninterrupted.
Always. If, then you can realize. Thank you for good kirtan. Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuruna Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahapadannaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvayavina Iti Vigyay Radhi Tangnay Maham Charanam. My heartily Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Padpadma. Om Vishnu Pada Sattasya Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami. And also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Sri Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I'm very happy that so many devotees from, not from here only, or from Singapore, from
Indonesia, Philippines,
from here and there they have come.
India also.
India. India, we have come. Our preaching, purpose of our preaching is that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Rupa Goswami. And we should know what is the purpose, what is the aim and object of our bhajan sadhana, and then to practice. If you know, does not know the real goal of your life, where to go, then where you will go? So first, we have to decide our aim and object of our life. And then, the process by which we can attain that. In Rupa Goswami literature, we have seen, especially from the Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya Taddhama Vandavanam Ramya Katyutu Pasana Bajupada Bargeine Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Praman Mamalam Prema Pumartho Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Garohana Para Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya. Sri Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, he is the topmost worshipable of us. One Krishna, but when he is in Vrindavan, he thinks that I am son of Nanda Baba Yashoda Maiya. I am Radha Kanta, Ras Bihari, like this, having flower and peacock feathers here. But when he goes to Mathura, he gives up all these things. Peacock feather, flower, majestic of cow holding, everything. And now he thinks, I am son of Vasudeva Maharaja.
Devaki.
Similarly, in Dwarka also, though Krishna is one, but there are so many modes of Krishna. So Dwarkadhish or Mathuradhish, Krishna is not really Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan. They are not Rasik Shekhar, Ras Bihari. Only Radha Kant, Ras Bihari, this Krishna can make Ras. Without peacock feather and sweet flute, he cannot dance with gopis. So, Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavan. And this Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. These sweet pastimes only can be done in Vrindavan. In Dwarka, Mathura, in Ayodhya, no hair rush, no bansi, no peacock feather. So this Krishna is separate from that Mathura and Dwarka. So these pastimes can be only be in Vrindavan, and Vrindavanam Pratyajya Padamekam Nagachya. Radha and Krishna, Vishubhananandani Radhika, and Nandananda Radhakan, for a moment they don't go anywhere else without Vrindavan. So we see that Krishna went to Kurukshetra and also Radha went. Who are they? Really, they are not Brajendra Nandan or Vishubhanandini Radhika. Manifestation of Krishna, Vasunandan went to Kurukshetra. And here, Sanjogini Radha, not Vishubhanandini. There are so many deep
Siddhanta.
Time to time I have told you all. Very deep. And the gopis, how they love Krishna, that they can control, take the heart of Krishna and control. Rukmini Satyabhama, 16,108. Very beautiful, beautiful, marvelous. And having all quality, but they cannot take the heart of Krishna and control. Only gopis. And in gopis, oh, Radhika most. So this mode of worshipping to Krishna, serving to Krishna is the highest. But one thing he had not told that Rupa Goswami has told, that from this worshipping of Radha Kant Brajendra Nandan, Radha Das is most high, to whom Krishna is pleased, he can give this, he can make Radha Darshan. Srimad Bhagavatam Praman Amlam. Srimad, in Bhagavat only it has been told. It is Praman. Praman means
evidence.
Evidence. All other Purans and Shastra and Ved and Upanishad or Purans, they are Samal Puran. They have some worldly things.
Not pure.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, this is the Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, the life of gold is to serve Krishna and more than that, Radha Dasya. And when it is decided that the life of my goal is Radha Darsyam, then he should begin from where? Oh, from Shraddha. Tu Nishtha, Anartha Nibritti Nishtha, Ruchi Asakti and so on. In Upadeshamrita it has been told, those who want to do bhajan, first they should control mind, anger, lust, the beg of jihva, and other things. Six, those who will control them, oh, he is Jagat Guru, and he is Goswami. So only six Goswami, after that no Goswami.
Seven.
Only Saptam Goswami,
Bhakti
Vinod Thakur. But now, oh, all are top to bottom, Giri Goswami Maharaj, other Goswami Maharaj, Narayan Goswami Maharaj. No. Everywhere don't use Goswami. Goswami is those who can control their sense. Now we should know what is Shraddha, last fraction of Bhakti. But what is Bhakti first? In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that after disappearance from this world, Krishna, Kali Yuga, came. And all the rishis and maharshi, they became very fearful of this Kali Yuga, Iron Age. And they went to Nameshwaranya. And Sut Goswami also, the disciple of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, there. They asked Sut Goswami, "Oh Sut Goswami, Kali Yuga is coming. And in Kali Yuga, life is very short, full of
misery.
So many
problems.
Always. Mind is disturbed. Mandasu mandamatayo.
Mandabhagyachipadruta.
They are very mandabhagya. What many?
Unfortunate.
And always so many problems coming. Mind disturbed. You know all the Shastra, all the scriptures. If we are qualified to hear, please tell me how Atma Samprasidati. Brohitanme Jatsaram Samadhitya Manishi. Brohitanme Satadhana. If you are qualified to hear, please tell me. And then he became very happy, Sut Goswami. "Oh, you have remembered me. Oh, the sweet pastimes of Krishna." And then he do it pranam to his Gurudev. Vajantamanupetamemirtakrityam dvaipayano virahakātara putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tan sarvabhūtaridayam munimās. That, "Oh my Gurudev, you know everything. As Krishna is knowing our heart and everything, you are everywhere and you are known. I am doing pranam to you. I am going to tell Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. So inspire me." And then he told, "Savai punsam paro dharmo jato adhokshat." Adhokhaje ahetukya pratihata jayatma samprasidat. Here, one thing to think, why he could not ask how myself, this body will be happy? You should know all, whole world should know. Everywhere, except Indian
Vedic culture,
anywhere in this world, it is not written anywhere. Only in, especially in Bhagavad, that savai punsa paro dharmo jato bhakti adhokhaje. Supreme Lord is Krishna. He is Swayam Bhagavan. If anyone without any worldly desire will serve him who is above our senses and without any worldly desire continuously, then this is Parama Dharma of Atma. So Atma is myself, yourself. This physical body, material body, is nothing else but a bag of urine, latrin,
blood,
blood,
mucus,
and all these things. anything not here. But soul and super soul, Krishna, are there. If soul comes out of this body will be rotten at once. And at once we should try to give in fire or give in earth. So this body is not. So happiness of body is not happiness of Atma, different thing. But if soul will be happy, body must be happy. Rupa Goswami has told the best paribhasa,
definition
of bhakti. Anna bhilasita sunya. Gyan karmadhyana vritam ankullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. You should explain.
Jnanatimirandasya jnananjana-shalakaya chakshurumilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namah.
Oh, one thing. Always remember this thing. Those who are child, those who are young, you will have to be old. Certainly, any scientist, doctors, and anyone, they cannot stop a second your coming old age. And you must be old. And after some time, you will have to give up this body. And what are you collecting? A farthing will not go with you. Your any relative, father, mother, son, daughter, wife, will not go with you. So, try to realize the soul and super soul Krishna here. If you are losing this
opportunity,
human life,
all the chance,
in only collecting money, your whole energy giving in that you are foolish, more than donkey. Don't lose your this precious life in which we can realize Krishna by the grace of Gurudev. Don't give. Only do to maintain your life anyhow. And your whole energy, you should try to give in Krishna consciousness. Then you can know all these things. Now you should hear what is bhakti.
First of all, I'm offering my dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Parasto Tarasata Sri Srila, Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, my equal dandavat pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikh Gurus, Om Vishnu Pad Astu Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astu Tarasata Sri Srila Bhaktivakra Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, to all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain the verse which he has quoted from Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given the, as he says, paribhasha, that means the definition of what is bhakti. So, prior to that, Srila Gurudev quoted the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which also explains bhakti. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata ye atma samprasidati. In that verse, it is telling the paradharma, that means the topmost occupational duty of everyone, is to do that activity which jato bhaktir adhokshaje, which can stimulate, which can cause bhakti to arise within the heart to the Supreme Lord Adhokshaja, who is beyond this material world, beyond the range of our mind, senses, intelligence, and such. And what kind of devotion, what kind of bhakti to him? Ahaituki apratihata. It will be without any other motivation, ahaituki and apratihata. It will be never stopped in any circumstance, not disrupted, constantly flowing. And then Srila Gurudev said, ye atma samprasidati. Our eternal soul, our eternal self, that jiv atma, which is our real identity, only by this the soul can be completely satisfied. And also atma refers to the Supreme Soul, Krishna, who is the param atma, the super soul within everyone's heart. And when the soul renders service to him, then he becomes satisfied. Only by this method can the soul attain perfect self-realization and God-realization. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he gave a definition of bhakti, which is the final conclusive definition, so that one may understand perfectly in complete detail what actually constitutes this process called bhakti yoga. So the verse which he composed, it is called the definition of bhakti, anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyanavritam, anakulyena krishnanu shilanam, bhaktir uttama. Here, Srila Rupa Goswami says, uttama bhakti, or the pure bhakti, that topmost type of bhakti, it must have all of these considerations. First of all, he gives the considerations which are marginal, not the main consideration. What is that? Anya abhilashita shunyam. When one is performing this bhakti to Krishna, there must not be any other desires. Anya abhilas. Abhilas means desires. In this material world, we are doing our daily activities. But what is the motivation that drives us to perform our activities? It is self-motivation, to satisfy our own self, our own senses, our own mind, or our extended self. That means our offspring, our family members, our wives, husbands, etc. But there can be no other desire when one is performing uttama bhakti. So therefore, anya abhilashita shunyam, completely devoid of any other desire other than to satisfy Krishna. And jnana karmadi anavritam, it cannot be covered. Your bhakti cannot be covered by jnana, karma, yoga, and these other types of motivations. What is karma? Karma means self-gratification seeking activities. That I want to satisfy my senses by material sense gratification. It may be sense gratification in this worldly plane, or even to pursue the higher planetary systems of this world by performing karma kandiya activities, so that in next life one may be elevated to the heavenly planets and enjoy drinking soma ras and so many other amazing material pleasures. But this is karma. This is the desire for one's own satisfaction. So bhakti cannot be covered by that. Also bhakti cannot be covered by jnana. Jnana means the cultivation of impersonal knowledge of the Supreme. Knowledge leading to merging, moksha, merging into the Supreme Lord, sayujya mukti. There are many persons, jnanis. They advocate that the whole goal of one's practice is to perform this process of jnana with so many tapasyas, etc., and to cultivate knowledge of the impersonal absolute. But that process, any type of knowledge, cultivation like that, it will cover one's bhakti to Bhagavan. And also yoga. Yoga means that one is performing Ashtanga Yoga, and the various processes of yoga to attain what? Mystic siddhis, perfectional material perfections, which yogis can attain through that process. But this is also sense gratification. This is also to only gratify oneself. So Srila Rupa Goswami has specified like this. Pure bhakti, it cannot be covered by gyan, karma, yoga, or any other materialistic desires. And then, in the next line, Srila Rupa Goswami describes what is actually the positive, the mool, the root definition of bhakti. And that means anakulyena krishnanu shilanam. Here the word anakulyena means always favorable to Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. One is consciously with one's body, senses, mind, intelligence, words, and also one's emotions and desires. One is constantly cultivating this practice, like we sang this song earlier, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Bandhanam Pada Sevanam. All of these nine processes of bhakti with one's mind, senses, etc. is constantly flowing like an unbroken stream. If you pour honey from a bottle, it doesn't come out in drops and drips. It simply flows like an unbroken stream. So therefore Rupa Goswami has said like this, that it must be anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, a constant cultivation. Yeah? So then Rupa Goswami has also implanted within this definition of bhakti some very specific wording so that one will not misunderstand this definition. And in the beginning line, he says, anya abhilashita shunyam. Here he uses the word ita, comes from the two Sanskrit roots in and ta. So here, Srila Rupa Goswami has specified that a devotee, he will not have any other desires separate from satisfying Krishna, giving happiness to Krishna, and he will not be seeking anything from Krishna other than his pure devotion. But we also understand that if some circumstance would arise in life and suddenly there's a very great emergency that the devotee is threatened that his life will be taken, someone is threatening to kill him, oh, that devotee, in that circumstance he will cry out, oh Krishna, save me, like Draupadi. Draupadi also cried out when she was trying to be disrobed by Dushasan. But she called out to Krishna to save her. But her bhakti was not obstructed by this. Why? Because Rupa Goswami said, anyabhilashita shunyam. In such emergency circumstance, then this will not obstruct the flow of pure bhakti, because it is natural that the pure devotee will turn to Krishna for his shelter and for his protection. So also, here, Rupa Goswami has said, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Here, anukulyena, to be for Krishna's happiness, we can also understand that sometimes it may appear, like for example, when Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and suddenly, in the Damodar Leela pastime, she saw that the milk was boiling over on the stove. So immediately she rushed and she put Krishna down. Now Krishna was very happy because he was sucking Mother Yashoda's breast and drinking her breast milk. He was very, very happy. And then when Mother Yashoda saw the milk boiling over on the stove, then she pushed Krishna down, and then she went to tend to the milk. But Krishna, apparently, he became upset. He became so upset that actually he went and he performed this mischief of going into the yogurt and butter room and breaking the pot, and then the whole Damodar Leela happened. But why did Mother Yashoda go to the stove to take care of the milk? Why? Because this was milk that was boiling to prepare sweets for Krishna, milk sweets for Krishna, for his happiness. So therefore, Mother Yashoda's intention was anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. It was favorable for Krishna's happiness, although Krishna didn't immediately become happy, he became upset. You see? So then the converse, for example, in the wrestling arena of Kamsa, when Krishna left Vrindavan on the chariot of Akrur, and he was brought to Mathura, and King Kamsa had arranged for a great wrestling match. So when Krishna and Balaram, when they entered into the wrestling arena, now they were actually also in the mood of sporting, because the cowherd boys and Krishna Balaram, they're always wrestling and sporting in the forest of Vrindavan. So now they thought this was a very happy opportunity. So now they came into the wrestling arena, and the wrestling began. And Chanur and Mushtika, very huge, gigantic, powerful wrestlers, they were pounding with their fists on Krishna and Balaram's body. So Krishna and Balaram, they were experiencing happiness because they were wrestling. But does it mean that Chanur and Mushtika were doing bhakti to Krishna? Was it bhakti? No. Why? Because it was not anukulyena. It was not actually intended for bringing happiness to Krishna. They wanted to kill Krishna, so therefore it cannot be bhakti. You see, so in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami, in this one verse, he has put a perfect definition of bhakti which cannot be misunderstood. And if somebody understands this definition, our Srila Gurudev, everywhere that he travels, in all of his festivals, he is giving this instruction of this particular verse. Anyone who is a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, they will understand the meaning of this verse. So therefore, we should try to deeply comprehend this teaching of Rupa Goswami, because without following the teaching of Rupa Goswami, one cannot enter into the understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental vani, his instructions. And that is the purpose for which our Rupanuga Guru Varga, all of our disciplic succession, have come to preach throughout the world, to bring people to understand what is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
But this bhakti is very rare. Those who are very fortunate, they can have. But how? If anyone bhaktis tu bhagavat sangena parijayati satsanga praptate pumbhi pub jat sanchit sat. If anyone in his past thousand of lives, if he has done any good activities regarding Krishna or his associate, his bhakti, only that, when it will be so much, then sadhu sangha will be received. Without Sukriti, any high class of a qualified guru you cannot have. And then that sadhu will tell, without guru your life is not successful. So if you want to get rid of this endless pain of endless birth and death, if you want to be happy, if you want to have Krishna prem, then you'll have to go to bona fide or very qualified guru. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sriya uttama sabde parecha nishnata Brahmanu Pasamasya. When a person realizes that this world is nashva,
perishable,
and really there is no happiness in this world, but we think, by drinking alcohol we think, well, no sense, then we think, I am supreme master of this whole world. And dogs washing their mouth by their
urine.
By the lukewarm salty water.
This is the thing. We think that, we will take eggs, meat, wine and be happy. What is the meaning of meat? Me eat. M-E-M-E-E-A-T-V. To whom you will eat, they must eat you. Don't take all these things. So a guru symptom has been written like this. Tasmat, after you are realizing world is perishable, no real happiness in this world. So I must go to any very realized and qualified guru. The Shastra are telling, Sabde Parecha Nishnatam. A guru should be what? Very expert in knowing all the Vedic literature. Beginning to end, Vedas, Upanishads, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, or other things. So that he can remove the doubt of his devotee, his disciples. And he should have a realization of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. What is Krishna Tattva? Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva. How Krishna is ocean of rush. How he has achinta shakti sampanna, Sachidananda Bhagavan. And he has realized. And who is detached from worldly vision. Worldly?
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification and others. These are the symptoms of Gurudev. He has controlled his senses, anger and lust and everything. Only he comes and goes anywhere, only to help the Baddha Jeev.
Conditioned soul
to help. I have not come for any other reason to collect money or anything. But I have come to invite you to come to Vrindavan for 1 month and hear, oh sweet pastimes of Krishna, and come to Navadvip Parikrama, oh, for 7 days only, and hear the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you will come to Dham, Vrindavan or Navadvip, oh, you will have so much inspiration to do bhajan. Automatically your anarth may go. So I have come to invite you. So you should come to Vrindavan in Brajamandal Parikrama, and also you must come to Navadvip Dham Parikrama.
Very close by.
Kolkata or Navadvip is very nearer from here perhaps. Now Vijay Prabhu and Dr. Prabhu.
Dr. Param.
Parameshwar. Valli and some of Lakshman. Devotees are going.
Lakshman.
But before, so many devotees used to go. I want to see so many devotees going there. So, without Guru, you cannot receive bhakti. Especially since Vedas also told, Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasyaite Gatta Hi Artha Prakashante Mahatmana. Those who have honor and what?
Supreme devotion
to Lord Krishna in same way, not less anything in this lotus feet of Gurudev. Always know who is Gurudev. Sakshatharitvena samasta shastrena. Haritvena, he is not Hari, but he is near and dear associates of Krishna. If Guru is happy, then you should know that Krishna is happy. And if Krishna is not, Gurudev is not happy, Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu, Jasya prasadat nagati kutopi. If you have disturbed Gurudev and he is angry, then even Krishna cannot help you. Like Durvasa, he did something offense in the lotus feet of Maharaj Ambarish. Even Narayan, he could not save him. And he told that, oh, go there. So, Guru should be qualified, and without Guru we cannot have bhakti. You know that what to tell ordinary persons and devotees. Krishna himself came in this world and he met Guru, Bhaguru Rishi. Ramachandra came and then he met Guru Vasishtha Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Ishwar Puripad. Why? Only to be example and to teach all others. So, Bishambhena Gurau Seva. Try to follow his orders and try to serve Guru like a Laukik Bandhu, Sadbandhu. Sadbandhu means like worldly relatives. Like we serve father, mother, and others. Without Guru, we cannot. For example, we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam how Narad Rishi told his all realization to Vyasdev. Vyas is Narayan, manifestation of Shaktya Vaishavatar. But he was in somehow in dilemma. And his guru Narad then came and asked, why you are unsatisfied? Then what he told? Oh, Shyamrani.
Om Ajnanam Chinirandasya Jnanam Anusaga Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the conversation between Srila Vyasdev and his disciple, his spiritual master, Sri Narayan. As Srila Gurudev mentioned, Srila Vyasdev is not an ordinary human being, but he is Shaktavish avatar. He is the literary incarnation of the Lord for revealing to the entire universe the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and the glories of the Lord, for revealing Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jiva tattva, Prem tattva, everything. But he was in a dilemma because he had revealed the Veda, and in order to make Veda or transcendental knowledge more accessible, he had his disciples teaching that Veda into four different sections: the Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, like that. And still, it was difficult as we came to the Kali Yuga, to the age where people are Mandak Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhavya Hukadudaha. People are lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. So he wrote the Mahabharata, he wrote the Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, and still he wasn't satisfied. Even Gita he wrote, which is the essence of Mahabharata, and still there was some dissatisfaction in his heart, and he didn't know why. So at that time, his spiritual master Narada Muni appeared, and Vyasdev glorified him, that you are just like the air. You are all-pervading. And as the air can enter into the internal regions of everywhere, you know the heart of every living entity. So please tell me why my heart is not feeling satisfaction. So Narada told him his own life story as a beginning to giving him instructions.
No, why he's not happy first.
Why he's not happy? He said, you've written so many Vedic literatures, but you have not written that particular Vedic literature which can actually totally free the living entity from the cycle of birth and death. You've written about Varnashram, which can gradually elevate an animalistic society to a human society. You've written those Vedic literatures which can free a man from going to hell and even send him to the heavenly planets where he can enjoy godly delights. You've written about demigod worship, but you haven't written that literature which can actually give full satisfaction to the soul and a relationship with the soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the pinnacle of his attainment in Goloka Vrindavan. You've also written about worship of Lord Vishnu, but you haven't given that knowledge which can give the soul its highest attainment, that is Braj Bhakti. Have you written about how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is controlled by his mother? That is, when he steals butter and all the elderly cowherd ladies complain to his mother, she twists his ear and threatens to punish him and makes him weep, and how she had so much power over him that when he was stealing the butter and yogurt, she was able to bind him by her rope, of simply by the rope of her hair, due to her love. And Vyasadev said, no, I haven't written about those things because I don't know about that. And then Narada Muni said, have you written about how Krishna is so intimate with his coward boyfriends that he wants to be defeated by them, that he'll be in a wrestling match with Sridamsaka and Krishna will be defeated by him, Subalsaka will be, or Sridamsaka will be on top looking down at Krishna, and Krishna will be looking up because Sridam is on top of him, and he says, now I've defeated you, Krishna. And Krishna said, no, I've defeated you because your nose is down and my nose is up. So Vyasadeva said, no, I don't know about any of this. How could I write it? And Narada said, and most of all, have you written about how Krishna is the servant of the gopis, how he's Gopikant, and primarily how he's Radhakant, how he's Radha Ballabha, how he fell down at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and begged, please forgive me, I'll never commit any offense to you. And she blessed him, Kalyana Bhavatu, Mangala Bhavatu, yes, I bless you now that you've surrendered to me. Or sometimes she rejects him and then he weeps, and then finally she accepts him. Have you written about any of these? And Vyasadev said, no, I haven't, Gurudev. Then Narada Muni said, then what have you written? You haven't written anything. Of course, it's not that the Vedic literatures are nothing, but unless the Vedic literature can give what the Srimad Bhagavatam can give, then it hasn't really elevated the living entity to its highest perfection, that is Goloka Vrindavan. Dharma prochitikaita votra paramo nirmat samanam satam vedyam vastavamastar vastu shivadam tapatrayonamulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimba Parayanishvaraha Sadhyo Ridya Varujite Trikritibi Shushu Shubhi Stakshanat. The Srimad Bhagavatam is understandable by only those devotees who are pure at heart. It is the reality distinguished from the illusion for the welfare of all. It uproots the threefold miseries, miseries caused by the body, by the mind, by other living entities, by material nature. And anyone who submissively and regularly, under the guidance of the pure guru, hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes irrevocably attached to that absolute truth. So he ordered Srila Vyasadeva to enter into a state of samadhi, trance. Bhakti yogena, to enter into trance of samadhi. And Vyasadeva followed his instructions, and he saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all of his pastimes from his birth to his disappearance. He saw all the incarnations of Krishna. He saw everything. And he also saw Maya, the illusory energy, who was ashamed to be present before the Lord. And then, in his mystic trance of Bhakti Yogena, he not wrote, but he accepted the Srimad Bhagavatam in his heart. Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhagavat Swarup. It is actually the Swarup of Sri Krishna himself. Or even more so, Srimad Bhagavatam is ultimately the glory of Srimati Radhika. Today is the appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, who is the manifestation of Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was already familiar with the Srimad Bhagavatam, he would go to Tota Gopinath Temple and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sri Gadadhar Pandit, who would tell him the deepest emotions of Srimati Radhika as they are present in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many verses in the Bhagavatam about Srimati Radhika's love for Krishna, which Krishna himself couldn't understand. So Gadadhar Pandit explained it from his own point of view, the point of view of Srimati Radhika. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to fulfill his mission in this world for his own happiness as Krishna, trying to understand the love of Srimati Radhika and trying to taste her happiness and trying to relish himself as she does. So actually and ultimately, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the glory of Srimati Radhika. So by the mercy of Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadeva entered into his samadhi trance and Krishna himself revealed the Srimad Bhagavatam in his heart. So Srimad Bhagavatam is samadhi bhasya. Lokasya ajanitaha vidvags chakre satkrita samhita anartam upasamam shakshat bhakti yogam marhog sajay lokasya ajanitaha vidvams chakre satkrita samhita. The whole world, as Srila Gurudev explained, is full with problems. At every moment, problems. Just like in an ocean, there's so many waves, and I think, if I can just stop this one wave, then I'll be all right. But we don't realize that there's a bigger wave coming right after it. And the more we meditate on problems, the more we create a bridge to the world of problems. And all the problems come upon us. So in this world, there's nothing but problems. Anartam upasamam shaksha, due to anartas and sins for many millions of births. But the whole world does not know that simply by bhakti yoga, in one moment, all the problems of the world can be solved. And therefore, to help the world to understand this, the great sage Vyasadeva has written that pure scripture in the highest mode of pure goodness, the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you. So, by the order of his Gurudev, Sukhdev Goswami, Bhakti Yogena, he surrendered totally to Krishna and said that, O Krishna, give me realization how sweet pastimes your childhood, Kishore Leela and others. At once he saw Purusham Purnam. What Purnam? He saw Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, all the gopis, all the cows, all the associates of Krishna. He childhood, he saw how Mother Yashoda, being Krishna Supreme Lord, Sarva Shaktiman, oh, he binded. And before this or after this, no one has bounded. Only Radhika and gopis have bounded. So there are two Damodars. Radha Damodar and
Yashoda.
We follow Radha Damodar. But yet, Yashoda Damodar is so important. After that, how Krishna killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, Dhenukasur, and so many demons. And in the last he killed Kansa, his brothers, his Charan, Mustik and all. And after that he went to Mathura and sent Uddhav, go Uddhav and pacify my father and mother, especially gopis who cannot stay one moment without me. And I have promised that I am coming tomorrow or after tomorrow. So only their life is only waiting for me. Please go there. Krishna wanted to send Uddhav that he should be admitted in the same school where I have learned love and affection. And then when Uddhav will learn and he will return back, then I may tell Brajin all these, how I am suffering for Radhika and gopis and mother. Gopis discuss among them and they tell each other, especially they all pacify Srimati Radhika. So they share their
sufferings.
But I cannot. So Uddhav should go. Uddhav went, but he was not admitted that Prem University where principal was Srimati Radhika and Vishakha and
Lalita,
where professor of a specialist of Prem and other things. Prem, Mahabhav, Rag, Anurag. So Uddhav, they ask Uddhav, you know that there are two kinds of priti, prem.
Love.
One upadhi rahit, one without upadhi.
One
that one where there is no selfishness, and where in that prem selfishness. Those who want something from premi to whom they love, this is swarth prem. Like a beggar goes to any house and tells Radhe, Radhe, and when he gives donation or anything, one moment they will not be there. A student goes to teacher and when his teaching is
completed,
one day even he will not be with that Gurudev, and he will not come. Oh, how Gurudev you are. Never. In a jungle on a tree, there are so many birds. On the peepal tree, peepal tree, they take the fruits of that tree, and in the shade they think, they make their ghosla, their
nest,
and they live there happily. But if tree is dried or burned, anyone will not be there. Like a prostitute, he loves so many persons. Anyone who will give money, oh, they will show very, very
nice
love and affection. But when they will take all the money, they will put out. Kick out them. Like persons, those who are always attached in worldly sense gratification, when wife is beautiful, he can serve him well, oh, my dear wife. And if he becomes anyhow ugly, oh, second wife should come. So this is swarth. And without any swarth, Uddhav, Krishna has a niswarth prem to us. And also we did love and affection without any
self-interest.
But how this love and affection
was broken.
Transcendental, it broke Krishna went to Mathura giving kapas. Here we are weeping. And can you tell? Uddhava began to, he could not enter. So they did not admit it in the school and he returned back. So all this Harikatha, very sweet katha, by hearing all tattva gyan be automatic, without any knowledge. You know that without knowledge, so many persons and so many ladies, so many monkeys even have gone to Vaikuntha. Monkeys, like so many monkeys, even rich deer, Jamvanta, and others, they have gone to Krishna only by hearing pastimes of Sri Krishna. Tomorrow, you should all come and hear all these sweet. I have come to remember you, because after my going, departure, you become some wit. What?
Weak.
I want that you should not be weak. Always remember Krishna and Gurudev, and they will inspire you in bhakti. Gaur Premanande. Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee has requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow in Gurudev Bhajan Kuti, 8:30 a.m. So for me,